In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they will find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again. Are we dead yet?
I'm going to wake up just before the sun comes up.
Okay.
And I'm going to take that small boat.
Okay.
And is there, so outside, is there a shoreline nearby that I could like climb up and get to a tree? Like I need to get to a tree this morning to perform my tree ritual.
As he's getting up and fucking with the boat, I'm just standing there next to it. And I'm like, hey, do you know anything about giant lightning bugs?
Oh.
Off in the distance above the sea, I saw a giant lightning bug.
And I'm going to kind of like squint. I don't see anything.
Well, this was like hours ago at night. Do you have giant lightning bugs where you come from?
No.
Oh, okay. What about...
You would have to row for an hour just to reach the next bit of land.
So what time is it about if I'm getting up just before the sun comes up?
What's the time of year? Did I say a time of year?
No, you didn't.
Let's just assume it's like end of summer, beginning of fall. So I'm going to say the sun comes up at like 7 something. Sunrise is around 7 at that point.
Okay, so it's about 5 a.m., let's say.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? I'll do it.
Perfect. You get up at 5 a.m. and you go and you row yourself to a bit of land and hike to the nearest tree, which I'll say takes an additional 20 minutes.
Okay.
And you perform your...
I'm going to make a little pile of nuts and seeds at the base of the tree, meditate for about 5 minutes, and then walk back to the boat and row back to the cavern.
Yeah, and everyone is awakening as you are rolling into the cavern here.
So Lyra probably wakes up hungover while the boat is gone, sees the boat gone, sees Gouda gone, and kind of loses her shit. She's like, that traveling son of a bitch.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird too. I've just been standing there this whole time.
You didn't stop him? I mean, come on. That was our one way out. And he takes the boat and he sails to who knows where and leaves us here. And now we're just stuck in a hole. And yeah, I can float across the water. But what about the rest of you?
I mean,
just ranting and raving.
I'm still asleep.
I mean, you all saw me come out of the water, right? I can just get out of here whenever.
Oh, what? I was worried sick. What? I thought you took the boat. I thought you left us.
I did. Now I'm back.
Travelers, I swear.
I had something to take care of. Let's go.
We got to wake everyone else up. I think Damien partied a little too hard last night.
Damien, tie the boat off, get up and out of the boat, walk over to Damien, passed out just on the floor, right?
Hugging a barrel.
Like next to a cot.
Damien is full blown naked and he is bear hugging a barrel here. And it looks like he positioned himself just so that the alcohol was slowly pouring out and he was able to just
kind of lap at it.
Yep.
Is there alcohol still coming out of the barrel?
Traces.
Okay. I'm gonna pull out the quarterstaff and give you a couple pokes. Hey.
What are you doing?
Wake up. It's time to go.
Maybe just like 5 more minutes.
Wake up.
Like 5 more minutes.
I'm gonna crack my quarterstaff on the barrel to make a loud noise and wake Damien up. Just whack!
And then I guess Damien's just gonna unlatch his arms from the barrel and then wrap his arms around Gouda's legs and be like, I said 5 more minutes, Gouda, please.
Gouda, let him get up on his own. It's fine. We're not in a hurry. I mean, you know, what do we have to do today? I mean, get back to town and let him know we burned down a home.
Ned's 12 hours now ahead of us.
Oh, Ned. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Ned. And Lyra goes off into another tirade.
Can someone help me dress? I just realized I was naked I don't know.
Yes, please get your penis off my leg first.
You do not.
You're wrapped around my leg?
More like laying down, around the leg.
This is the handicap that comes with clothes.
Can you just get me my clothes, please? Can you dress me?
No.
Please?
I'm going to hobble on over to where your clothes are strewn out across the cavern floor.
Just start throwing them at you.
Get dressed.
Can you put it on me, please? I said please.
I'm gonna shake you off my leg and get back into the boat.
So Lyra, having remembered Ned's double cross, starts just chucking some of these other weapons into the sea.
Oh, jeez.
Just in an angry fit.
As you are, so you're taking these weapons, you literally just, you march out, you grab a new one, you march back to the beach here, and you just throw it. And it's about three or four axes later that you're starting to get a little tired, and you start paying attention to that lantern there as you come into the water here, and you go and you huck the next axe, and you're just kind of leaning over a little winded, and you see the lantern, and underneath the lantern you finally looking at the piece of parchment there, and it looks like a set of directions for signaling with the lantern.
Oh.
Wait, hey. There was a lantern there?
Hey, hey guys. Found a lantern and some directions for using it.
Nobody noticed that before?
I don't think we did.
I said it when you guys walked in and you were like, alcohol!
That sounds about right.
If you haven't noticed, we like to party.
You know, looking at that lantern, I saw flashes of a giant lightning bug last night. Do you guys have those around here?
Do we have I don't know. I'm not from here, actually. But what did the flashes look? Did they look like anything on this parchment? And I hand him the directions.
Intelligence save.
Save.
It blasts you in the brain.
14.
Hot diggity fucking damn.
I barely pass that.
You recognize the first line of coding for the directions here, and the signals that you saw last night were asking if everything was safe.
Oh, shit.
So the lightning bugs were asking if it's safe according to these directions.
Yeah, I don't think they were a lightning bug if they were asking if things are safe. Bugs don't typically care.
We probably want to get out of here as soon as possible. As Damien finally goes up to the group.
We could also lay an ambush.
What does the direction say after that?
You don't recognize any of the signals after the first line there.
Are there what they mean next to them?
Yes.
Okay, so we could, use this piece of paper to signal back.
Yes.
Maybe okay. We could say we partied too hard.
Yeah, is there one for partying too hard?
We partied too hard, so what I'm thinking the house is got burnt down.
No.
We, like you were saying, lay an ambush. We wait tonight, let a ship come by. When they signal, is it safe? We signal back, yes, they come in. We beat the crap out of them. Keep a couple survivors.
Get some answers.
What's going on here, get some answers. Maybe have more to go back to the town with than, hey, we burned your ghost problem.
We'd also, show up back to town with some smuggled goods, and instead of just we burned a house.
On a bigger boat, yeah.
Yeah.
Or we just go on our merry way.
Look, if you guys want to wait around for light signals and all that, I'm totally down to clown.
You just get another free day of food?
I mean... Yeah, but probably no drinking, because we do have to be on our A game tonight if we're going to ambush whatever was giving signals last night. Zinfer, you got any thoughts?
Besides wanting to cleanse the air.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't find any spirits here. We might find some out in the water.
What we found have led us this far. We might as well go the distance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Damien, what about you?
I guess we can stay here. I'll stay away from the alcohol.
If there's any left.
That would be wise.
Yeah. So can we, maybe wait till nightfall, kind of just, leisurely?
Like another.
Yeah,
another
you're going to hang out here until nighttime.
We should probably first try to decode the signals if we can't even interpret them in the first place.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd like actually like to spend like an hour just memorizing and studying all of the signals on this page.
Yeah, there's only three sets of signals here.
don't take that whole hour.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So essentially what you discern is that there's a three set of code here. There's a signal from the ship, and then there's your reply signal.
Okay.
And then they will reply once more.
Okay.
From that point, you can't discern. It just says the final signal is simply ready to unload.
Okay.
But beyond that, you're not really sure what would happen.
Well,
just need the boat to pull into the dock.
Why don't we just do the signals and see what happens?
Yep. So we wait for nightfall. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Zinfer is also going to gather a pouch of pebbles off the ground, just so he has a stock on hand. He's going to spend some time just picking up a bag of rocks.
Get that magic stone.
Get magic stone.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to spend the day meditating,
mm-hmm.
saving my strength.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to do anything of note?
Nope.
I was contemplating. Like
play on my trying little to loot. Use
the leftover alcohol as some kind of like fire trap.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Actually.
But I don't also want to set their ship on fire.
I do think we should keep their ship.
I think we should avoid fire.
So while we're taking this time, we should plan how we're going to deal with these guys when they get here.
Harold should go in the water and wait till they come up.
I was actually thinking you should.
Yeah.
I could go with Harold because I can hold my breath.
Yeah, you can.
So. Harold and I will walk on the bottom of the sea or swim, either way.
How deep is the water?
Oh, actually, let's take the time to do that. Harold and I will walk into the water and see how deep it goes.
A couple hundred feet.
Oh,
like immediately off?
Yeah, it descends pretty quick.
Okay, basically what we want to do is when the ship pulls in, we want to have them board from the back.
I have a grappling hook.
Making as little noise as possible.
I mean... Heavy armor.
You are wearing heavy armor.
I was going to say, it's going to be... Plus I would have to go naked.
Swimming.
So maybe you shouldn't go then.
Yeah.
If it's fast,
if stealth is going to be a problem, you shouldn't go.
Wait. If we have the signals, they'll think we're part of their crew. Couldn't we just approach their ship with the boat?
So what I think we should try and do is I think we should try and get them to come in and ambush them with the boat parked inside of this, I guess. I'm not exactly sure.
But I don't think stealth really matters if it's going to be fast. I'm not expecting it.
Well, I wanted
unless
them
it takes
to,
them a long ass time to get out of the water.
I wanted these guys to sneak onto the boat, like to flank them without them knowing that these people exist.
Well, if we hide and they get off the boat, it doesn't matter. I mean, assuming you could we want levitate, them off the boat.
You could levitate us out of the water and onto the boat.
I mean, look,
that'd be quiet.
I'll only go down to 14 armor class, and I'm a beefy girl. I could take my heavy armor off and swim in the water.
Okay.
Because don't we want them not maybe on the boat? Because we don't want to bum rush them on the boat because they still have the upper hand.
I mean, we don't even know if they're going to pull the boat into the cave.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's too many variables here now that I'm thinking.
So that's why we just wait and hopefully they'll get out because they'll notice everything's barren.
Well, if they're coming at night, they can't see that. They probably can't see the house. Oh,
thanks. No, but I'm saying is like, don't think we want to try running onto the boat.
I do like the idea of us hiding in the water, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's a few hundred feet, I have to send you 20 feet per round. I'm only going to be able to send you a...
No, if the water's that deep, I think that's a really bad idea.
I don't know. I really like this idea of taking the boat to the ship.
See, I think that's going to be bad if, like, we get there and they're like, hey, you're not Joe. And then we're on this little dinky raft.
We're
and
new
they're
hires.
See, sadly, you're not a paladin, so you can't convince them of that.
But you are a warlock, so you should be able to.
Could I use disguise self to make myself look like Ned?
Also. We can both disguise ourselves. No, yeah. I don't know what anyone looks like. What if, like, someone used disguise self and then you could make it look like you captured us? That we look like we were, like...
Yeah, like Ned bringing in a group of captives.
Yeah. Ned bringing in some captive people. You're like, we caught them sneaking around.
It should be you, though, because you are the charisma character.
Yeah.
Because the only difference that I
don't
have
think
as
you would be able to make yourself look like Ned enough. Okay.
Oh, you use it with using disguise. Oh, Damien just disguise. Look
like Ned. Yeah, I would say Damien can get closer.
And I have a disguise kit.
But oh yeah, disguise kit. Yeah, it should definitely be Damien then.
Cool. Does that sound good? We'll take the boat out. Pretend we captured you guys.
We're just gambling on the fact that Ned was one of them. And was like,
and not just pissed that we burned down like a house that he wanted,
because we didn't see like any of the other people, so we could we couldn't disguise as them.
Do we have just like we have some like mist that we could like be hidden?
I don't think they'd buy the story of one Ned
Ram
taking captive four other people.
Maybe we'll have a new buddy though. This is a new hire,
right? So we need at least one new hire,
potentially three if I just tie like a rope to the dinghy and just float underneath it.
Yeah, I mean, I could meditate and get fog cloud.
I have fog cloud.
Yeah, why don't we just disguise? Because that'd be a good
that
ambush.
That would be a bit suspicious to have only a 20-foot area of fog.
Fog. I know. I'll destroy the 30-foot cube of water beneath the ship, and it will fall.
And then get smashed by more water.
Oh my god!
That is genius. What? That is genius.
Create or destroy water.
Okay.
Destroy the 30-foot cube beneath the water.
beneath the ship.
Right? And then it falls
into the ocean.
And then the ocean closes.
This is such a violent.
I have been planning things. I have so many plans for my utility spells that involve destroying or controlling water. David, you are going to love the things I have for you.
Oh, you can destroy up to 10 gallons.
Oh, 10 gallons? 10
gallons.
Darn. Oh, the 30-foot cube is only if you create the water and it's not in a barrel. Okay, never mind. But I still have plans.
Well, if you were
stressed me out for a second.
If you had high level spell slots, you could maybe destroy like 50 gallons of water.
Yeah. Okay, so not that one. Okay. Disguise self, does that also include your clothing?
Yep. Clothing, armor, weapons.
Yeah.
I believe it'll also adjust your height up to 1 foot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if Damien disguises himself as Ned, one of us is a new hire, and we've captured three people that were trying to break in and did some damage.
Yeah. Or we just see if they'll be willing to come to the land and we'll ambush them through the cave.
It would probably have to be the only other human person, because from the sound of it, every other inhabitant of Saltmarsh is super racist. So, oh yeah, we actually went ahead and hired an elemental. Yeah, we thought it was cool.
No, we captured some folks that are, yeah, totally.
They're fucking weird. So what do we want to do with the extra alcohol barrels and the fire trap idea that I'd come up with?
But what?
That is plan D.
Plan D. Are there any like burnable like cloth or anything like that in this thing of goods?
Maybe we should like
the cots had sheets, I bet.
We should make a couple dozen Molotov cocktails just in case.
Barrel size Molotov cocktails.
Can we make Molotov cocktails?
I have a herbalist kit. Not an alchemist kit, but I am proficient in one.
Glass bottle, rag, fire.
If your proficient druid wants to roll some medicine to make some...
Well, I will do so.
Cool. So remember to add your proficiency.
And that is 19.
Perfect. Let's say 10.
10 Molotovs.
10 Molotovs.
This is going to be great. It's like, oh,
I got some toys for you. Here, two each.
Two each?
Just be a bit careful.
Got the cocktails. I can levitate. I levitate up the ship, find like a window or something, and just
no,
drop
we want
those.
The ship.
Yeah, oh. We want to save the ship and maybe get some information on who we're killing this time.
So in about 20 minutes when the ship's on fire, remember this moment. So what's the plan? Do you guys have an official plan?
I think so.
So we're going to signal that it's safe.
Okay.
Once it's safe, we're going to have these three foe tied up as our hostages.
Okay.
Damien is going to disguise himself as Ned.
Okay.
And we're going to try to convince them, after signaling them that it's safe, that I'm a new hire. These guys killed all of our friends and destroyed the house. We're going to try to get them off the boat, and then we're going to try to seize the boat and GTFO.
You guys wait your way through the day. You develop a plan.
Yep.
Nighttime comes, and... you all just stay up and wait for this boat?
Yep.
We signaled to the boat.
We gotta wait for the signal.
Yeah.
Okay. We gotta wait for the signal, yeah.
So 2 a.m. rolls around. You guys have just been sitting in quiet, waiting. The sound of the waves just kind of gently crashing against the inside of the cavern there.
And probably throughout the day we've taken naps and stuff so that we're not exhausted.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do a little massage train.
Like, definitely no strenuous activity has gone on.
Oh, of course.
We gave each other some good massages, make sure we're all ready.
2 a.m. rolls around, and you notice that some of the incoming waves seem to be a little rougher, slightly bigger. And then you see a flashing in the distance.
What does the flashing say?
The flashing is the initial code asking if it is safe.
And I'm going to send the response code back saying that it is safe. And I look back at the group as I'm flashing. Oh, it's time. It's time.
There is a solid minute of hesitation. And then you get the reply signal back saying ready to unload.
We have to take this tiny fucking boat out there.
And you guys just wait around. 15 minutes go by. Nothing happens. And then you get the signal repeated again.
Ah, fuck. We are going to take the boat
out. We do the same thing, though. Just load everyone into the boat and be like, hey, we had some trouble. You know, take these guys.
Can you pull that off?
While I get this stuff. Or while we unload the cargo.
Myself. And persuasion.
Yeah. Had to get these losers in. Yeah. Something like that. Like,
yeah.
these guys caused some trouble. We figured the captain would want to, you know, talk to them.
We saw them. We caught them spying on our...
They burned our house down.
So you're going to load up in that little boat?
You're my buddy?
Yes.
Sherman should maybe stay underwater.
I'm the new guy. How is Sherman going to stay underwater?
I got a grappling hook. Just hook it to the back end of the dinghy.
Okay.
Tie myself off and just kind of ride along.
Okay. So you're using disguise self and a disguise kit?
No, I'm just going to use a disguise kit.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I would have made you roll for it.
Bah, poop-a-doop.
Cool. So roll for me.
And that is assuming that it isn't, that Ned is one of them and Ned isn't already on the boat waiting for us.
If we see another Ned, you have to convince him that you're the real Ned. And then you become the bandit captain.
Yes, yes. No, ask me something only Ned
would. No, don't you. I'll be like,
shoot me, I'm the real Ned. You know the real Ned wants to die. That's true.
He's a supreme nihilist.
So performance for your roll. So you rolled an 8 plus your performance. So plus 5.
13.
You guys gonna row your way out there?
Yep.
Yep.
And if you're just clinging to the bottom, I need an athletics roll for that.
How's a 19?
That sounds good to me. You guys row your way out there.
Yes, we do.
Who's rowing?
I'll be rowing.
You're the rower.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of taking the helm, all captain-like, just
proud of the bounty that he has caught.
These guys are your prisoners, right?
Yeah.
Did you tie them up?
Yes.
How did you tie them up?
Not that
badly.
Strong.
Badly.
But it looks nice.
Okay. It takes you guys load up some gear, you get into position, and you row your way out. It takes you another, you know, 10 or so minutes to do all this, and then you approach the side of the boat, the water sloshing up on the side of it. You hear a bit of commotion up top and some lighting, but you don't see anybody. There's just simply a ladder right there. So you guys tie your boat off, and then Ned climbs up alone.
No,
I'll
you
go
have
with
to
Ned.
Follow behind me.
And you just leave the prisoners in the boat?
Well, they can't climb the ladder.
Okay. Yeah.
With tied wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could, like, sneakily go up the ladder so you're ready.
Hey, with your heavy armor.
Yeah.
Never mind. Don't do that.
You guys ascend the ladder, and you're greeted by what looks like the majority of the crew.
How many people?
14, 50.
You count one captain, one first mate, someone who appears to be holding a staff and dressed in fine robes, seven other crew members, and three lizard folk.
Okay.
Oh, that's only 13 people.
Is that 10? Oh, yeah, that is. My math was wrong. I counted 10.
I mean, if you had X'd the three lizard men.
Right.
10 crew and 3 lizard folk, sure. Seems legit, okay.
They're all standing there and they're waiting for you as you guys climb up.
You never told me you had such a diverse co-workers.
Yeah, we don't discriminate very much.
The captain is wearing a great big hat, naturally.
Like Barbossa size?
Barbossa sized, exactly. He's got the stereotypical eye patch and a big scraggly beard, wearing the long coat.
Okay, that means he has disadvantage on perception checks.
And he walks up to you guys and kind of inspects you a little bit. Do you have a bit of difficulties?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Came around the other night. Nobody here?
Yeah, unfortunately, someone actually burned down the house, and, you know, down at the boat, we actually have some prisoners.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You know, these folk are the ones who burned it down then?
We're pretty sure. We caught them spying.
Watched
them
do it myself.
Oh, and you are?
New guy.
New
hire. Nice to meet you.
He does not extend a hand. There's one at his side and one right on his sword. And he continues looking at you, Ned. Well, this is rather unfortunate. See, I have a bit of a problem on my hands. And you hear some footsteps behind him. While Ned ascends from below here. So, do we want to try that again?
I told you.
I'm gonna put a one.
There's a guy who looks just like you. Walking around. He probably did this. He probably burned down our house.
Yeah, he could be wearing a disguise.
Can we hear any of this in the boat?
Yeah.
You hear talking, yeah.
Okay, but we don't...
It seems to be going a bit longer than you anticipated.
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I gonna die?
I start tapping on the... I start, like, pounding on the boat to, like, signal Valkyr.
Can I send a message?
I mean, you could scream.
You guys try and pass the line of Ned being the fake, and the captain just takes a quick study of you, and with his sleeve just wipes off your face.
All right, can I send a message?
What's the message?
Oh.
I'll let you send a message really quick.
Because you have to pick a specific person.
So what's the message?
Right, real question. Who should I send it to?
Because I either send it to me and I'll start blowing holes in the ship, or you can send it to Lyra to, like, bum rush up the stairs to try and help you.
Oh, how high is the boat?
Yeah, how long is it going to take them to get up the boat?
Because I will just ascend in a resplendent glory.
If you can go
with
fast.
Two lit 10 Molotov. Feet. 10 feet? That's great.
So you can do it really fast?
Could you pull a ascension / thaumaturgy voice from the gods bullshit?
I don't have thaumaturgy.
What?
I thought...
You have failed as a cleric.
I thought spare the dying and light were more important.
What does light do?
Light shit.
Oh. Up.
Wait, that's still kind of terrifying.
That is kind of terrifying.
It is the middle of the night. A levitating, shining, heavily armored and armed cleric.
Is that your new plan here?
So what I'll do is Lyra will cast light on her armor and have it be glowing like, what, red? Do we want red for the light color?
Have Zinfer light both of your Molotovs. And as you, like, ascend.
Ascend up and just fucking unload. I like that idea.
Okay, all right, okay.
Or you're just like, how long do you think this fuse is? 5 seconds or six?
Yeah, we'll do some ascension of the gods bullshit.
So you got messaged?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send, plan didn't work, help, ASAP.
Hey, send for it broke bad. Light the cocktails. And I hold out my Molotov cocktails.
Then I'll light those, and I'll also reach under the boat and grab you and pull you up onto the boat. Or I'll grab Valkyr.
As Zinfer is lighting my Molotovs, I will touch my armor and cast a red light to glow on it. And then I will mingle with the wind and cast Levitate on myself with these Molotovs in my hand.
Okay.
Right. And rise 20 feet in the air. Procon, in all his divine wisdom, has determined you unfit for his realm. And then I will let shit break bad.
Ooh, gotta wait.
You throw two Molotovs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're gonna throw them?
I'm gonna, well, I guess I can only throw one at a time, really.
I mean, you could just threaten them with the Molotovs.
Yeah, I mean, wait a second.
Two light weapons, you could...
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah.
You want to wait for, like, just a millisecond before you throw them in case we can get the bow and they believe you. Yeah,
okay. Let Damien and Gouda get away.
Yeah, let's move
little.
Back. We'll move back towards the edge of this ship in case we got to jump.
Maybe we should see what the pirates do.
Yeah, intimidation style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of the pirates and whatnot begin to draw their weapons and close in on you. And Lyra here rises from below the deck and says...
Procon, in all his divine wisdom, has determined you unfit for his realm.
Procon, roll for me.
Nat 20!
Damn!
You get one free round.
Wait, what?
One, I get one free round, or we all get one free round?
You all get one free round.
No.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Are we at the top of the ladder, or are we still climbing?
We would probably still be.
He ascended levitating. Yeah. Did you climb the ladder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. After Lyra started levitating, then yeah.
Okay, where's this wizard guy?
They're all standing, like, in a row. You got your captain, first mate, wizard... The crew in the back and the lizard folk are kind of behind them.
So I'm just going to chuck it in between, basically. So it's almost like a triangle of captain, first mate, wizard. Right in the middle of it. Molotov cocktail right there.
Attack roll?
Well, can't all last forever, huh? That's going to be... What did we decide?
Dex.
Dex, so just plus two. Am I proficient with it?
Yeah, we...
Okay. Wait,
simple weapon.
That's a strength throw. There's no finesse to it, so it's just a strength modifier.
Okay.
And then that is not a simple weapon. That's an improvised weapon.
Okay, well, I'm not proficient with those. So 11.
An 11? That still hits.
Oh.
So you toss it, and immediately the ground erupts in flame.
Okay. Do it do any damage?
To the ship, which is a whole fucking...
thing.
How big is the ship? Wait, actually... how big is it?
Can I... take my bonus action to make a second attack? Does that have both of them in my hand?
Is that both of your... Oh.
Because I can
kind
do
of the
two,
rule
weapon
with two weapon fighting.
Right?
It's not a light or melee weapon.
Oh, I guess that's true, huh? Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
But I will let you do it anyway.
Oh, okay. The second one I'm going to aim for the captain's stupid face. Unnatural 20.
That'll hit. There's no fucking question there. Okay.
And now he begins screaming as he's lit on fire.
Yeah, and he takes 4 fire damage as he goes up in flame and starts yelling into the void. That is your turn. Who would like to go next?
I would like to take my turn next,
John,
if nobody
wants to
minds.
Go next.
I'd like to do something a little complicated, and I might have to break this up. But essentially what I want to do is I want to knock the captain over and pin him with my immovable rod.
Okay.
So that he cannot jump off the boat to put himself out.
Okay.
I like the way John thinks.
You want to move on the captain.
Yes.
And you essentially want to grapple him. And you want to attack him.
Yeah.
So what I would say, let's go with an attack roll and a grapple check.
Okay.
And that will take up your action and bonus action.
Yes, it will. So attack roll, we're going to go with a 23.
Yeah.
Grapple check?
Give me some damage.
Damage, okay.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah, just do my melee weapon damage. Woo! That's a 12.
12 damage?
Yep, I maxed my dice.
And then a grapple check?
Yep.
I am going to have to say, no, actually, you just roll normal.
Strength, right?
Or athletics, however you
or
want to
athletics.
Do.
Okay. 16.
He is grappled.
All right, and I pinned him.
Yep.
He's face down, and I have the immovable rod on the back of his neck. And I pushed it in quite a bit, so there's no
okay.
slipping out of this. His okay. head won't fit.
Next.
Who's got next? Who's got
next? Probably be Damien next.
That was my thought.
Wait, can you turn to the weird bag page? The gray bag?
The what?
The gray bag that I have, the special item.
Oh, that's not in this book. Zoe wants to use the bag of tricks.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be either really good or really bad. Let's hope it's a dire wolf or a giant elk.
A giant elk just going around fair, knocking people off the ship.
Anything in there is going to cause some chaos.
I mean, a weasel?
But you can command the weasel on your turn. So you could have the weasel crawl into someone's pants, bite their naughty bits, and have them fall off the boat trying to get rid of... David.
What's up?
Oh, I thought you...
Yeah, I'm waiting on Damien here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so you found your bag of tricks, right?
Yeah, 1d8.
All right, let's see what happens. Meep!
One.
You get the weasel?
Is that a weasel?
You throw a weasel out onto the deck. Okay.
Well, I'll steal what John said and I'll...
Tell it to crawl into its pants?
Crawl into someone's pants and start biting its little...
Who?
Oh.
We've got the captain, the first mate, the wizard, 3 lizard folk, and 7 crew members.
And the captain is pinned.
And Ned.
Yeah.
And Ned. You could take Ned.
Why didn't I hit Ned with the fucking fireball?
See, I wanted to say that, but I'm like, no, I wanted to take out the captain, though.
Okay, well, I think the wizard's going to just boot it away.
Anyone can boot it away.
That's true. All right, let's do the wizard. Let's have my little weasel knob off its little private parts of the wizard.
Give me an attack roll on the wizard.
Oh.
I don't think it hits.
That is a negative, Captain.
The AC of the wizard's junk is higher than 2.
Dang it. Well, it didn't happen.
Is that your turn?
Oh, and I'll expend a bardic inspiration point.
Who are you giving it to?
I'll give it to Ira.
Aw. Shucks.
All right. We're down to Zinfer and Harold.
Zinfer would have gotten up the ladder before me.
So okay. Zinfer's going to come up, use his free action to switch his shield for his wand.
Okay.
And cast Ice Knife at the largest concentration of bad guys. I might as well attack the wizard.
Okay. So what's the spell here? What do you do?
Ice Knife. Create a shard of ice. Fling it. Target takes 1d10 piercing. Hit or miss, it then explodes, and all creatures within 5 feet take 2d6.
That's pretty dope. All right, give me your attack roll.
So 19.
That hits?
Yep.
4.
For okay. 4, and then 2d6 for cold.
And the enemies have to make a dex saving throw.
Oh, yeah, I was going
to
say, so oh, I got to make dex saves for everybody, which I'm going to say wizard needs 1, 3 crew behind you, and the mate, so... Oh. Wizard gets a natural 20.
They can dodge it completely.
First mate gets a 10. Crewmate 1 gets not enough. Crewmate 2 also gets not enough. And crewmate 3 hits a natural 20.
So
2d6.
2 crewmates.
Yeah, right.
Takes 7 damage.
Perfect.
Missed most of them. Didn't hit the wizard for as hard as I could, but throwing some damage in. And I'll use a bonus action to cast Magic Stone on 3 of my bag of rocks. Or my bag of rocks. Pick 3 rocks out, cast Magic Stone on them.
Okay.
That is my bonus action, and then I am done.
All right, Harold, blow some holes.
Remember, we are... on the boat right now.
I mean, if we have to
joke's
jump
on
off.
You fuckers, I wasn't gonna use Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
What's your move?
Alrighty. So, gonna come up the edge. I'm gonna draw my rusty cutlass. And it's gonna become, like, wreathed in its shadowy hex-bladey shit. And I'm gonna run at the... I'm going to bum rush the wizard. Fuck that guy.
Okay.
Fucking his stupid hat. I'm going to cut him up. Maybe. That was an 11 to hit the wizard.
That's a miss.
Cool. That's my turn then.
Okay. So, really quick. Back to the top. We're going to do. The fire from the first Molotov begins to spread, burning away at the hole. The second Molotov... burning the captain as he is screaming into the void, I hear, also begins to take hold on the ship and burn away. And we go back to the top here with Lyra.
Sure. How does levitate work as far as No, I know. You know what? Hell, I'll unveil the homebrew spell that David let me take, and I'm going to cast Holy Blast on the wizard. So what this spell does is a beam of radiant energy blasts out of my hand. It has a range of 120 feet, and it deals 2d8 radiant damage on an attack. Or on a hit, obviously. You know what? We've been having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll roll the big dice. Close enough. That is
15.
Actually, an unnatural 20.
Hit.
So
what's the cool part of this spell?
2d8 blasting damage. I just wanted something besides inflict wounds, which is like I got to be right there.
I mean, inflict wounds is still wonderful.
Right. 10 damage.
Cool.
Heck, you know what? Oh wait, no. As an action, I can ascend or descend.
Probably.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna change my altitude by 10 feet and descend to the deck.
Okay.
Of the ship, so I'm now standing on it. So, and then I'll drop concentration on that spell and end my turn.
Perfect. Gouda.
My turn. All right. So with the captain dealt with. How's the captain looking, by the way? Is he still screaming?
He's still writhing and screaming.
Okay. Oh, that's
still
fine. Screaming. That's fine.
This is a slow death.
So I'm going to turn my attention to the wizard, and I'm going to make an attack.
Okay.
With advantage.
Do I get advantage
I'm
on the
right
wizard?
There. I'm attacking him.
Did you physically attack him? Yeah, you did. Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool.
God damn it.
That's one more. So that's a miss.
Okay.
I'm going to expend a key point. Do a Fury of Blows, get two more attacks. So it's going to be a 21 for one of my Fury of Blows.
Okay.
And a 20 for my next Fury of Blows.
Look at my dice kicking some booty.
I know, right? For 7 damage in total.
Do you not apply modifiers to your...
Yeah, where's your modifiers?
Oh, shit. Sorry. 7 plus 8, 15 damage in total.
Damn.
Thank you, guys.
Cool, yeah, you whipped the living shit out of this guy.
Basically, Gouda, walked over and did a really big swing with his quarterstaff, and the wizard managed to dodge it, and then I came around with a backwards spinning hook kick and then a roundhouse kick to his face.
Solid choice. Next was Damien.
Yeah. I'd like to cast Bane on the 3 lizard people.
Can you target 3 people?
Yep, up to 3 creatures.
What do you need?
Charisma saving throws?
From lizard folk.
Are they charisma based?
No.
No, they're disgusting.
Hey!
Alright, so 3 charisma saves. I have a 5, a 10, and an 11.
None of them pass.
Perfect. Is that your turn?
Oh, no. I'd like to expend another bardic inspiration point.
Okay.
Sherman? Harold?
Yeah.
Cool. Zinfer.
I think the best... actually, yeah. So I'd like to cast Entangle. Probably centered on the wizard. I should probably center it on the very middle of the crew members that are behind the first mate and the wizard and in front of the lizard man so I can get as many people as I can.
Okay. What kind of save do I need?
Let's see that. My strength. My save DC is 14. And it's a 20-foot square.
Okay, so I have 2 that fail.
All right.
So they are grasped.
Entangled. And then, so on their turn, they can try to free themselves.
Perfect.
Until then, they are grasped.
So 2 of the... Your captain is pinned and on fire. Your wizard has the shit kicked out of him. Your first mate's fine. You've got the 3 lizard folk have Bane on them. And then 2 of the crew members are entangled. And a couple took some light damage.
How's Ned looking in all this?
Ned's untouched still.
May I get a quick line out?
Sure.
I'm going to point to all the entangled people and say, "Oh, Molotov cocktail over there."
Oh my god.
But I can't do any of that shit.
Yeah,
with
but
a bonus action.
One
so
of the
I'm done.
You're last, right?
Yep.
Do
Harold.
Do it.
But didn't you, aren't you standing right there?
I have to literally, I'm right in front of the wizard. Okay. B, I have to put my sword and shield away, take this Molotov out, and then take my action to light it.
There's a movement.
The only action that I need out of you is an attack roll.
There is a burning body. You can literally stow a shield, pull out the Molotov cocktail, stow your sword, pull out the Molotov cocktail, light it on the burning captain who is screaming and writhing in pain, and then chuck this Molotov cocktail at
Pardon me, Captain, I just
people.
Need a light real quick.
Thank you.
Keep shield, put sword, grab Molotov, light on captain, throw.
Attack roll.
That's 14.
That hits? And you threw it at the vines, right?
Yeah, I threw it at... I want it centered on the people that are entangled, but yeah, definitely set those vines on fire.
The vines immediately go up in flames and engulf the two crew members who were entangled. And no sooner do they scream out in pain that you hear a loud creaking and the deck gives way. And as it does, you hear the mast begin to fall. And I need a deck save from everybody.
Damn!
15.
Okay.
9.
Okay.
10.
Lyra?
I got a 7.
Gouda?
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the lowest at the table. I got an 8.
Anybody who got lower than a 12. Take 17 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, crap! I'm not even... I'm unconscious!
Hell yes! Oh, shit! Look at that negative 3 there, boys.
I mean, fortunately, though, supposedly all the other... crew members took
Everybody
similar damage.
But one failed.
Thank you.
Everybody of the crew?
Everybody but one. You hear the loud creak of the mast coming down. You go to dive out of the way. And as it makes contact with the ship, it crushes it, splitting it in two. Fire catches up around the rest of it. Water begins to take it.
Thank you for listening to our show. Be sure to look for more content at our website, oneuppodcasts.com. And be sure to follow the show on Twitter at AreWeDeadYetPod and tweet at us using the hashtag Yetis to have your name read on air. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of the show.